It's Sunday, the 30th, is it? 30th? Yes, Sunday the 30th of August. And it is 10:15 a.m. Long line bed this morning. 4:30 rise yesterday morning for the car boot, and the long day, and then rained upon yet again. Out of the blue, I don't know why they say out of the blue, it's actually out of the dirty black grey clouds. But we were ambushed. No early warning. So, went to bed last night just after 9 and didn't get up till after 9 this morning. Oh, you'll have to say, broken sleep again as usual, but still in bed for just over 12 hours. Feeling okay now that I've had a hot, soothing awakening shower and a hot muggy tea. It's actually not a bad morning. It's a bit breezy, but the sky is mixed. More cloud than blue. But there you go. I suppose that's an improvement on most of the weather recently. Oh, it's breezy. Breezier than I thought when I first stepped out the door. You know, get that false sense of security when you step out the door with these binaurals in and the sun shining and the air is calm and you think, yeah, okay, no need to cover them up, and it's going to be nice standing out here in the sun, and within about 10 seconds, it all changes. Everything changes though, doesn't it, really? In all reality, everything changes. Relationships change. Where you stay changes. People move. People come in. Oh, even your attitude to where you stay, and attitude to people, and their attitude to you, and all changes. It's all in constant, you know, constant flux. Is that correct? I don't know. Flux. You're constant. No, it's not. It's constant flux. Flux is only one aspect. Then my mind's gone as to. Now it's drifting away to waxing and waning and ebbing and flowing and whatever goes with flux, fluxing. But it is true. Some days I get up and I'm perfectly happy with where I am and what I'm doing, and in other days I get up and I want to be somewhere else yesterday. And that's just... it's just back to the complex... Here's a new one. A complexity of the human brain. I don't think we'll ever understand the brain, the mind. Because, to my mind... That's minds, by the way, not the one in control. I just forgot what I was going to say. You see, I've upset it. I've upset it, and it's thrown me a wobbly. Sort you out, pal. You think you're in control. No, I don't think I'm in control at all. Especially when I can't remember what I was going to say a few seconds before. The complexity of the mind, of the brain. Yes, see, backtracking here, yeah. Get back up the track to where I was. It's not so bad when you can backtrack. It's not so bad if you can do that. you know, the old trick of walking out of a room to go and do something, and take a few paces out the room, you forgot what you were going to do. So you try hard, but it doesn't work. So you go back into the room, and the moment you walk back into the room, oh yeah, that's what I was going to do. I'm going to do it now because I forget if I'm going to do it. You know. Well, trust me, that becomes more prevalent the older you get. Well, it has with me. But back to the complexity of the mind. I don't believe it is just all about the mind. It's not just about the physical, if you can call it physical, part or aspect of the brain. I think there's other things. It's your, I do believe that there's your soul, as it were, your being, and the soul can be different from your being, who you are, what you are, but then your soul is, to me, something different. So I think it's all part of a package, you know. The fantastic capabilities of the physical brain, and then chuck in your being, because we're all different, and chuck in your soul, which is, in my mind, something different from your being. Put it all in there, that's what it is. And then step back, and you have you, or in my case, me. The person, the physical person who has to cope with the, yeah. Actually, I pretty much created the three in one, you know. As in God, but I didn't mean it that way. I just meant that. In fact, it was quite accidental. I just meant that my way of looking at things. I'm the visible, the active, physically active part of it all. Right. That's what I'm trying to say. And with that, I have this complex wee group of people, not people, wee group of, oh my God, I can't think of a word. In my head, within me. Not just in the brain, but within me. It's getting complex now, isn't it? Anyway, I think I'll stop there. But if you've grasped what I'm trying to say, what I am trying to say, me, Mac, what I'm trying to say, is how I see things, how I perceive where I am within. Now here's the rub. Did I just make that up? Did I just decide that that's what it was? Or don't go there. Much simpler to just be an amoeba. Yes, an amoeba.